If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 17. Our thought today is this: a wilderness experience. Now, when we think of a wilderness experience, we think about a time of trial, a time of hardship, maybe a time of drought, a time of despair. A wilderness experience can be very grueling and very hard. Many today, within the confines of this sanctuary, may be going through a wilderness experience. But dear friends, I want you to know that the Lord God Almighty, who loves us, He never leaves us, nor does He forsake us. And it is God's desire to bless us, to help us, and to lead us, and to guide us, and direct us with every step that life takes. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, we're going to begin reading today at verse number 2 and end at verse 16. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that was before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose, and he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her, and he said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Oh, dear friend, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, he began to speak to us about Elijah, this great man of God. The word Elijah means, "My God is Jehovah." What that says is this: that he had someone who would help him in the trying times of life. When you think about the situation that Elijah was in, you find this man of God was in between what we call today, between a rock and a hard place. The times was very evil. Ahab had had an iron rule over the land, and the Lord God had a desire to use Elijah in a tremendous way to bring blessing to the people of God. I thought about that as I was looking at this passage of Scripture, and the Lord began to speak to our heart about the wilderness experience that this man was enduring. For you see, dear friends, when Elijah was spoken to by God, he was obedient to his word. You say, why was he obedient to the word of God? For I can tell you today, dear friend, this prophet of faith knew that the Lord God Almighty had something in store for him. And the Lord God Almighty knew what Elijah needed and knew that he could be beneficial to the people in this time of famine. I thought about that a great deal. For you see, dear friends, we that are going through a wilderness experience, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord God Almighty has a desire to bless us and to help us and to use us to be a help, praise God, to others. I believe that. Well, you see, dear friends, Elijah was there by the brook of Cherith. He was there for quite some time. And the Bible says that he drank from the brook and that the ravens each day brought him flesh and brought him bread in the morning and in the evening. It seemed as though that God was using these beasts to provide for his man in this time of doubt and fear. For you see, dear friends, Cherith would prove to be a training ground for Elijah. You may be here today, and God is providing for you, and you may have doubt and fear in your life, but take heed to this. My God has a purpose for everything. If you look to him who is and forever will be the author and the finisher of your faith, you can rest assured that God will bless you and praise his name, see you through. You believe that? I can tell you today, if you want to be blessed, you'll believe it. You see, dear friends, Elijah, he was patient. He was patient there at the brook. He had did what the Lord had commanded him to do when he faced Ahab. And now the Lord was providing and preparing. Then something occurred one day. The brook dried up, and the ravens that brought flesh and bread twice a day ceased their coming. Now I can tell you today, dear friends, we would have a temperament about that. Many of us would bellyache and moan and groan because this change had taken place. But look at Elijah. What did he do? He waited upon God. And the word of God came to him and spoke to him and told him, son, it's time to move. I tell you today, dear friends, this religion that you have, that you've embraced for so many years, may have taken you here and there. But I can tell you today, it will take God Almighty who can stir you and move you and compel you where you need to go. Religion can't do it. Your position can't do it. But God can do it. Here he was at a brook being fed twice a day, bread and flesh. There that cool water from Cherith had flowed. And then one day it got to a trickle. And then the birds quit coming. And then the word of God came to the man and said, arise, arise, because he had a plan for him. I tell you today, dear friends, it may be the time in your life, in the midst of your wilderness experience, when God Almighty says, arise, arise, it's time to go. Why? Because God knows what you need. Praise God when you need it. You see, he could have sat there at that brook, got lazy. He could have got a little complacent. But God was using that to train him and to prepare him for what laid ahead. The Bible says in verse 10 of 1 Kings 17, so he arose and he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and he said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Oh, I thought about that a lot these days of late. When you see, dear friends, here Elijah had got up from Cherith. And many scholars and theologians say the distance between Cherith and Zarephath was roughly 85 miles. I tell you, there had to be a grueling journey in the wilderness at that time. And can you imagine what he thought about as he traveled in that wilderness? Can you imagine what faces this man of God as he took steps in his route to Zarephath? I can't imagine what he may encounter, but he knew that God had a plan and that God had provision and that God would bless him if he would simply be obedient to the will of God. Well, the same holds true today. When the Lord says go, we're to go. When God says to do, we're to do. It doesn't matter what we face. We can rest assured that the God that we serve and belong to, praise his name, can see us through. Here Elijah dusted himself off, started making the trek to Zarephath. The word Zarephath has to do with melting, has to do with harshness, has to do with hot furnace. It has to do with something grim, not very favorable. No doubt he, like we, would say, Lord, why are you sending us to that place? We kind of had it made there at the brook for a while. No. He didn't analyze, nor did he scrutinize. He just went. And I believe, dear friends, that's what God would have us to do. He has a desire for us to go and to do and to learn from the wilderness spirits we're in. Because you see, things of life is not always pleasant. Sometimes things in life can be just downright hard. And here, Elijah had been trekking this great distance to this faraway land of Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, can you imagine? Can you imagine what that he thought when he looked out there, and there was that widow woman that was gathering sticks? Can you imagine what he must have thought? Lord, is this what is going to sustain me? No, dear friend, I don't believe in any way, form, or fashion. Because you see, he knew God, he believed God, and praise the Lord, he trusted God. You see, what we have in these wilderness experiences is opportunities to trust God and to believe God and to know that God will see us through. I thought about I thought about how that Elijah looked when he got there. Tired, wearied, tattered. Here was the widow woman gathering sticks, contemplating a soon death. They were quite a pair, were they not? Quite a pair. Oh, dear friends, when you're experiencing the wilderness and you're traveling and you run across people, you will find that many of them are in a wilderness experience too. And you may be with them being quite a power. But I can tell you today, the Lord God Almighty, praise His name, He is faithful to see us through. You ain't the only one going through a trial. You ain't the only one facing hardship. And I'm thankful that I'm not the only one that has a Lord who loves. Here, old Elijah, this man of faith, told that little old woman to bring him, fetch me a little water and a cake. She said she just had enough for her and her son. She was going to dress it. They were going to eat it. And then they were going to die. But you know what he said? He said, fix me one first. What's that saying? That's saying this. Put God first. Put God's will first and foremost in your life. And you will see so very clear that the wilderness experience that you're going through will be a blessing to one and to all. Because I tell you today, dear friends, when Elijah came to that city gate and he seemed to despair, the anguish and the pain. I tell you what else he seen. He seen prosperity before he ever experienced it because he believed God. He believed God. He knew God would sustain him. You say, why? Because God said so. That was enough. I can remember a day and time when a man's word was enough. Now you sign contracts. You do everything in the world, but I can remember when the word was enough. Well, dear friends, I want you to understand something today. Today, the word is still enough. I thought about something when I thought about Elijah. I thought about what the psalmist David said. David said in Psalms 18 and verse number 30, he says, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all that trust in Him. What David is saying is that the Lord is my shield. He's my protector in that wilderness experience. And He's taken me through a time of testing and trial. Praise God to grow me. Elijah done some growing up at Cherith. And in that wilderness experience, making that trek to Zarephath, he grew even the more because he had to grow for what he was about to face. A woman in despair on the brink of death. A child, a starving without any hope. I believe, dear friends, that when he got there and he seen the scene unfold, that he knew that God had a plan and that God would provide. All it took on his part and on her part was be obedient to the will of the Lord. Elijah made his way. And we learned that that little woman made her way to the kitchen, did she not? And the Bible says that she made him one first. Now the wilderness experience was coming to an end. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how was it coming to an end? Well, the Bible says in 1 Kings 17, verses 15 and 16, it says, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she did, and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Oh, dear friends, when Elijah was at the gate, she had just enough to bring about one small meal and death. But after putting her trust in the word that came from God, the Bible says that the cruse failed not and that the barrel emptied not, and they were sustained because they were willing to do the will of God. But that wilderness experience came. The trying times and the hard times face us all. All of us. I believe that we can look at you and say this: there's not a person within the sound of our voice, they don't have worries, concerns in their life. But I can tell you today, dear friends, the Lord who loves us and cares for us, praise his holy name, he's with us and he's willing to help us and to lift us up and, praise God, see us through. David would say, in Psalms 37, in verses 23 through 25, he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he failed, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Brother Joey read this earlier. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh, what that says is the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord in the wilderness, in the hard times, in the trying times of life. God has a plan. God has provision for you. God wants the very best for all of us. Not to run on empty, but praise God to be filled. You say, Brother Lynn, I desire to be filled. But I'm in the wilderness. I'm going through difficulty. The brook's dried up. My provision's no longer there. Dear friends, it may be the Lord saying it's time to get up, arise, and go. Because I got plans. God's got big plans. Because you see, and we've said this many, many times, you may be the catalyst that the Lord desires to use to make a difference in someone's life. What if Elijah said, no, Lord, I'm not going to Zarephath. That's a grungy, rough city. I'm not going there. There's nothing there for me. There's no way I can be sustained there. What would have been the fate of that woman and that child? Where would Elijah have been? He would have been in spiritual despair. Not to go through the wilderness, but to wallow in the wilderness. You see what people's problem is today? We're doing more wallowing than we're doing walking. It's God's desire that we arise and go, because the needs are many. And the needs are great. Jesus said that the fields are white. They're ready to be harvested. Pray. Pray. That laborers come. Dear friends, I'm so thankful that after every valley of the wilderness, there's a mountain to climb. There's a mountain to climb. Zarephath may not have looked like a mountain, but praise God. When that old prophet and that widow looked at that cruise of oil, looked at that barrel of meal and seen it filled every day, great is thy faithfulness. What a mountaintop experience. One can have by just having a wilderness experience. Ain't it wonderful that we know that God will see us through? People says, well, what can I do? Don't worry about what you can do. God's got it. God has this. He had Elijah. He had that woman and her son. Praise God, He has us. Friends, don't hang your head down low as you're treading. The psalmist says that he would weep for a night. But joy coming in the morning, Bob. There's a better day coming for a child of God. This ain't all there is. Praise God. There's more. Through the Lord. I don't know what you may be going through tonight. Today. I don't know. But God knows. You may be near in your wilderness experiential journey, and you may be coming toward the end, and it may not look too grim. May not look too good. I don't know. But I do know this, God's got it. God's got it. Let us rest upon His promises. Let's stand to our feet.